Chapter 29. Elias.
"Majors, on your feet! Plug up that hole!"
The words tear painfully from Elias's throat, carrying from the tower to where the mages stand dumbfounded along the wall. On the battlefield, the first ranks of demons let out a ferocious roar and begin their charge, raising spears and ladders to exploit the city's sudden vulnerability. Elias throws down his bow and draws his sword. Rallying the nightingales around him, he races down the steps toward the smoking crater. Talon, looking dazed, follows as well, his spear still coated in dry blood. As they descend to the main curtain wall, Elias attempts to rouse the soldiers he passes from their stupor. Many stand facing the gaping hole, shock and horror playing out on their faces.
"Archers, fire at will! Prepare yourselves to fight! You men with me, hurry!"
The protector's presence seems to embolden the defenders. They scramble for their weapons and rush back to the battlements, determined to fight. Ahead, several mages run toward the breach, glowing crystals held before them. Unified, they prepare a spell, no doubt to create a shield to stop the R'hllar from getting into the city.
"Protect those mages,"
Elias commands, pointing his sword at a group of Nightingale warriors.
"Defend them with your lives."
They nod their helmeted heads and respond, "Yes, Lord Protector," before racing off.
"We need to find High Magus Roth," Elias says to Talon, turning to examine the battlefield.
The demons are running through a hailstorm of arrows, many coming perilously close to the gap.
"I need to speak with him about what his mages can do for us now that the wall is breached. Go find him."
Are you sure you don't need me here to fight?"
"I need the mages more," Elias replies, "and I need someone I can trust to carry this message to him fast. Can you do that for me?"
Talon seems to straighten a little, giving Elias a salute.
"Yes, sir."
He takes off, leaving the protector alone with his bodyguards. He grimly surveys the scene atop the wall, wondering what else he can do to stop the inevitable from coming to pass. He watches the mages cast their spell, filling the hole with a radiant shield that spans the entire divide. The assault breaks against it, pushing against the wall of magic as if it were solid stone. Even so, Elias knows that this can only be a temporary measure. They cannot possibly hold the spell indefinitely. Patrolling the wall, Elias and his men lend their strength to the defenders, pushing down ladders and fighting off stray gorgons who manage to make it onto the wall. Trepidation pierces the heart of every soldier, uncertainty hanging over the defense like a noxious cloud. More than an hour passes before Talon returns with High Magus Roth. The man looks terrible, graying stubble sprouting from gaunt cheeks and dark bags hanging beneath his eyes.
"High Magus," Elias says, breaking away from the crenellations. "Good, you're here."
"Protector," he replies in a hoarse voice.
"We need to discuss the defense of the wall."
He gestures to the mages struggling to maintain the radiant shield.
"Somehow we need to figure out a way to stop the R'hllar without exhausting your mages. We've lost too many from fatigue already."
Nearby, a stray arrow flies up from the battlefield and shatters against a stone. Roth doesn't seem to notice. Instead, he merely looks past the defenders to the endless sea of demons beyond.
"Magus?" Elias prods, brow furrowing. "Roth, did you hear me?"
"The wall is lost,"
he replies, detached. His gaze doesn't seem to focus on anything in particular. Elias glances at Talon. He shrugs.
"The wall isn't lost so long as our men defend it," the protector growls. "Focus, man! We need your help!"
For a moment, the High Magus's expression grows more lucid. Fear, raw and visceral, plays out on his face, and he points, gaping wordlessly. Elias turns. The siege engine, the black metal tube that had blasted their wall to oblivion, seems to flare back to life. It's now in a new position, pointing at another section of wall, its surface pulsing with an infernal green light. Elias curses.
"We need to block it when it shoots. High Magus, can you spare any more mages to defend us?" "Magus!"
He turns and finds Roth fleeing in the opposite direction, running full speed down the stairs in an attempt to get away.
"What a damned coward!" Talon blurts out.
Elias ignores them both.
"Tell those men over there to look out!"
he shouts. This gets the attention of several soldiers. They begin shouting, relaying his orders down the line. He shakes his head in frustration.
"We don't have enough mages to plug up all these holes. We're going to have to fall back to the barricades. Talon!
Go find Captain Gallo. Inform him that we're pulling back and that he's in charge of coordinating the footmen. I need to send runners to the Rangers and the militia on the southern flank."
Again Talon races off, his usual smirk replaced by a worried grimace. It isn't long after that the machine begins to thrum, the demonic power welling up inside like a gathering storm. A few seconds later, it explodes, spewing green energy and creating another massive breach in the wall. Fortunately, most of the troops had managed to evacuate the area, but the damage is still detrimental. With a new opening, the demons surge forward to flood the city, weapons and black banners waving wildly. A few daring mages conjure a shield to block the second rift, but it isn't quite big enough. Gorgons still trickle in, shrieking with glee as they set upon the defenders scrambling to form ranks in the street.
"Pull back!" Elias commands. "Pull back to the barricades! The wall is lost!"
The soldiers begin to panic, breaking away from the battlements en masse. They rush down the narrow stairs, trampling over those who stumble trying to get away.
"Order, damn it! We need order!"
Elias forces his way through the crowds, bellowing commands as loudly as he can muster. He rants at the quailing soldiers, threatening everything from flogging to hanging for anyone who disobeys him, but it does little good. With the wall breached, the dread and confusion of retreat is in full effect.
"Only there's nowhere for us to run," he thinks.
Captains and sergeants take up the call, doing what they can to aid their protector organize the withdrawal. They corral the fleeing soldiers into haphazard groups, careful to avoid any more accidental deaths. Amid the chaos, Elias manages to send runners to the other fronts, notifying the rangers and the militias of his plans. As the men pull away from the battlements, ladders begin to appear everywhere, and with no warriors there to push them away, gorgons begin to swarm the walls. Arrows fly in both directions as the last of the knights, nightingales, and militiamen fall back. Soon the outer defenses are completely overrun. Sword still in hand, Elias races across the cobbles of the western square, following the last of the retreating nightingales to the barricade. All around him, men collapse with black-fletched arrows in their backs. The barricade is a thick construction made from heavy timbers and stone debris. The makeshift gates close shut behind them, granting them relative protection from the deadly demonic archers.
"Thank the light you survived," Captain Gallo says, his face creased with worry. "I was afraid you wouldn't make it."
"I'm still breathing," Elias remarks, slamming his sword back into its scabbard.
"Have you received word from the Master Warden?"
He shakes his head.
"Not yet, Protector. Though I've heard that the Rangers have sealed off the northern barricade, their section of the wall wasn't hit as hard as ours was."
"Good," Elias replies.
"Now we must prepare ourselves to hold the western districts. I want archers on the rooftops and squads of men guarding every alley. Are the siege weapons in position?"
"Yes, Lord Protector."
"Excellent. We can pound the walls with our trebuchets. That should keep the bastards from pressing too hard."
He pauses and looks around, searching for any sign of blue robes.
"Did Hymegas Roth make it over here?"
Chris nods and points a gauntleted finger.
"He did. He and the other mages are sheltering in that building over there."
"Thank you for your efforts, Captain," Elias says, resting a hand on his shoulder. "You're doing good work. Make sure that our preparations are in order. I have a feeling the demons will press their advantage soon."
Elias checks on a few more things before heading over to the building. It appears to be a tavern with wide glass windows and a sloping, shingled roof. He pushes open the door and marches inside without bothering to knock, searching the low light of the room for the Hymegas. Several tired-looking mages look over at him, anxiety painted clearly on their faces, but he ignores them, instead walking up to where Roth sits near the back.
"Excuse me," a man in white steward robes says, stepping in front of him, "but the Hymegas does not wish to be disturbed."
He yelps as Elias shoves him out of the way, knocking him to the ground without breaking stride. Roth, his face drawn and pale, looks up in time to see the protector looming over him, eyes hard like drawn steel.
"The Nightingales and the Rangers have one thing in common," he snarls, voice dangerously low. "Do you know what that is?"
The Hymegas gives a small, almost imperceptible shake of his head. Elias flexes his hands before balling them into fists.
"The way we deal with deserters."
Before Roth can react, he reaches forward and grabs the front of his robes, hauling him from his seat and slamming him down on top of a nearby table. The mages cry out in alarm, a faint bluish glow surrounding them as they begin channeling source energy.
"Tell your mages to stand down," Elias growls, leaning in, "or my last act on this world will be ending your miserable life."
"Stand down,"
Roth croaks, his voice a strangled gasp.
"For light's sake, stand down."
The blue light fades, but Elias doesn't remove his gaze or his hands.
"We don't have time for cowards, High Magus. We can't afford inaction. Either you pull yourself together and do your duty to the realm, or I'll string you up myself and find someone else to take your place. Understood?"
Roth nods.
"Now what will it be? Duty or death?"
He swallows hard, then clears his throat.
"I'll pull myself together. Forgive me, Protector, I don't know what came over me."
Elias eyes him for a long moment before finally releasing his robes. He straightens and takes a step back, casting his eyes around the room at the other mages. They stare at him like he's some sort of wild beast.
"The lot of you, get back outside," he commands. "There's about a dozen places I could use each of you. Get moving!"
They practically trip over themselves, scrambling to obey. Elias exits the building without bothering to look back at the High Magus. He inhales the smoky air in an attempt to clear his head. Night has begun to fall, though it doesn't really seem like it. Fires blaze all along the wall, red flames mingling with green to create a hue that's both mesmerizing and terrifying to behold. Behind the barricade, pitch-soaked torches send oily smoke into the sky, and large bonfires burn in the middle of the street, further adding to the flickering fluorescence.
"There will be no sleeping for the defenders this night," Elias thinks tiredly. "This, unfortunately, will likely be a night of violence."
Taking another deep breath, he walks back over to Captain Gallo, who's coordinating the defense with several Nightingale officers.
"Lord Protector,"
he says as Elias approaches, saluting and prompting the others to do the same.
"At ease," Elias grunts, stepping up onto the platform to observe the battlefield. "Amagus Roth will no longer be a problem. Captain, report."
Chris comes to stand next to him, pointing.
"The archers are in position, Protector, as well as the squads of foot soldiers. We're about as prepared as we'll ever be for an assault. The Master Warden sent a message not 2 minutes ago. She'll be set up in the Cathedral of Light with rangers watching the ramparts. Kill squads are roaming the streets, picking off any demons that manage to slip through our barricades."
"Good," Elias replies. "And thank the light she's still alive.
Have the demons made any attempt to push?"
"Not yet,"
Chris answers, shaking his head.
"They've filled up the walls with their archers, but have yet to make their way across the square. Perhaps they're waiting for something?"
"Perhaps," he mutters, gazing up at the battered curtain wall.
Sure enough, the Gorgons have crowded the battlements, their glowing red eyes leering down at them. The smoking holes are filled with rows of troops, Gorgons and Darkhounds and other feral beasts, but none attempt to assault their position.
"Why aren't you attacking?"
he wonders, chewing the inside of his cheek.
"What are you waiting for?"
Above, black wings swoop down like bats looking for field mice, their clawed feet snatching at men stationed on rooftops. Their efforts are easily foiled as hundreds of arrows shoot up and ward them away. As he contemplates their position, a series of deep roars rumbles from across the battlefield. They seem to originate from beyond the wall, a terrible sound unlike anything he's ever heard before.
11 heralds," he curses. "What's that?"
Huge shapes make their way through the rubble and smoke of the destroyed wall, lumbering like giants past the insignificant foot soldiers. Legs like tree trunks carry thick, muscular bodies clad in blackened iron, arms bedecked with blood-red spikes swinging at their sides. Sitting atop impossibly large shoulders are anvil-shaped heads with long, curving horns protruding from side to side. Each carries a club that looks like it can level an entire house, and when they begin making their way toward the barricade, the very earth seems to tremble beneath their feet.
"Light almighty,"
Elias thinks, drawing a sword that will do precious little against such monsters. A terrified voice cries out from the ranks of men.
"Baylors!"